March 6, 1919. Different steps that Jesus takes in the soul to make her live in the divine will. I was all concerned about what my sweet Jesus keeps telling me on the divine volition, and I said to myself, how is it possible that the soul can reach such a point, to live more in heaven than on earth? And Jesus, on coming, told me, my daughter, that which is impossible to the creature is possible to me. It is true that this is the greatest prodigy of my omnipotence and of my love, but when I want, I can do anything, and what appears to be difficult is very easy for me. However, I want the yes of the creature, and for her to be available, like soft wax, for whatever I want to make of her. Even more, you must know that before calling her definitively to live in my volition, I call her every now and then. I strip her of everything, I make her undergo a sort of judgment, because in my will there are no judgments, things remain fully confirmed with me. Judgment is outside of my will. But whatever enters into my will, who can ever dare to place it under judgment? I never judge myself. Not only this, but many times I make her die corporally also, and then I give her life again. And the soul lives as if she were not living. Her heart is in heaven, and living is her greatest martyrdom. How many times have I not done this with you? These are all preparations in order to dispose the soul to live in my will. And then, the chains of my graces, of my repeated visits, how many have I not given you? Everything was to dispose you to the height of living in the immense sea of my will. Therefore, do not want to investigate, but continue your flight.